Proclamation number 6263 of 22nd of May, 1955. Exhortation to diligent vineyard work. You should be tirelessly active, for the time is only a short when you can work unhindered for me and my kingdom. But as soon as the time of chaos begins, as soon as the battle of faith begins afterwards, you will only be able to carry out your vineyard work in secret, for the world hates and persecutes you because it sees your faith, your attitude towards me, your Creator and Father, your Redeemer from sin and death, as a stumbling block in its worldly activity. And then much preliminary work shall already have been done by you. Then my word shall already have been conveyed to many people who are also willing to pass it on themselves, and it will be a great source of strength for all recipients in the time of adversity which now lies ahead of them. This will be a time of testing for all of you which, however, you need not fear if it is only your will, your desire, to stand firm and not to betray me for the sake of earthly advantage. What the world can offer you will not benefit you for long, for nothing will remain for you when the end has come. But great profit will remain for you if you remain faithful to me, for your spiritual possessions cannot be taken from you and your soul will possess great wealth when the Buddha passes away. Therefore don't let yourselves be blinded by the world's goods which are assured to you in order to persuade you to apostatize from me. And therefore much preliminary work shall still be done so that people will be informed of what awaits them and how transient the earthly matter is to which they still pay homage. Although you will always be able to work for me, you will only be able to do so in secret when the battle against faith, against everything spiritual begins. Then you must be clever as serpents and gentle as doves. And even then you will still be successful with many who find their way to me through adversity and need strength and comfort and will seek these from you. I know the time that lies ahead of you, I therefore also know that and how you will survive the battle. And therefore I call upon you to remember the many who are still weak in faith and to stand by them so that they, too, seek strength where you have found it. With me myself, who can now also be with each individual and lead him out through all dangers. That I can constantly give them strength because they join me and faithfully ask me for it. Your activity shall reach even wider circles and I myself want to help you spread my gospel. I want to supply you with people whom you are to look after on my behalf, to whom you are to convey the truth, the pure gospel, which I supply to you from above because humanity is in great spiritual need. My word shall bring help to all in this adversity. Amen.